Well, we're in the middle of the 2020 hurricane season now. To tell us more about how you, your family, and your farm can stay safe, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And even as we're speaking right now, there's a couple of them getting ready to slam into the Gulf Coast. So this is an appropriate topic, Commissioner.
Well, it sure is. And, of course, we got an early start on it with the tropical storm Isaias, if I pronounced it right. I was thinking like Isaiah in the Bible. Mm-hmm, but anyway, NOAA's telling us we're going to have an active season. And I know folks say, well, they tell us that every year, but I think the evidence is pretty strong that we're in for an active one this year. So it's just always good to stop and literally in the calm before a storm and think through the things we need to talk about to be ready for them.
It is all about the planning. I mean, there are certain things that we cannot plan for, and there's certain things that we just simply can't avoid, but there's a lot of things that we can do. What are some of the things that folks should be getting ready and making plans for right now in the event of a hurricane?
Well, you know, a lot of it is common sense, which our farming community is blessed with a great deal of that, but you know, any type of emergency, having that emergency kit. But then the next one that we don't think about quite so much is getting your documents in a safe place, so that if there's an insurance issue and all of those, you can get it done more quickly. Mm-hmm. Then just communication. Make sure that everybody in the family and people who work for you on the farm understand what is expected and not expected, and for an emergency plan. And you know, then don't forget about our four-legged friends, or two-legged, I guess, in that case, but our animals, mm-hmm, and your pets. Just make sure that they're included in your plan. But then one that I think most everyone is aware of, because they see the same signs that I do if you live near the coast, is the evacuation routes. But, you know, that's something to know, and not when you get in the car, you go, well, which way was it, you know, and that type, mm-hmm, of thing. So, mm-hmm. Again, a lot of common sense things that sometimes when we get so rushed, we don't think about. So it's good to think about them a little bit now. Then, you know, if you move outside of the farm, you just, again, communication, always know your phone numbers and
right. The
important contacts. And I think a lot of people like me, they save those numbers in their phones now. But then again, you never know, cell service goes out. So maybe good to have some of them written down somewhere. And like we used to always do in the dairy, just always know that you've got your feed on hand, mm-hmm, and ready to go, that if deliveries get interrupted, you're in good shape. And then probably not a lot of fertilizer on farms at this time of the year. Well, but if they are, just make sure they're not in a low spot.
And, right.
And then, you know, back to the business part of it, just know your crop insurance information, your policy, your coverage, things like that, so that if you have to spring into action after a storm, you're a little better prepared to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of things to be mindful of, really. And with that in mind, there is a hurricane guide that has been prepared, and that will help delineate some things. How can folks go about finding that?
Well, I'll tell you what, we work with the South Carolina Emergency Management Division. We have through Hurricanes Matthew and Michael and Florence and all of them on the flood. And I'm very impressed with what they do on behalf of South Carolina. But to get that hurricane guide that you were speaking about, simply a matter of going to scemd.org. And they've got them, the hurricane guides there. I bet you can print them out for reference. But so, again, take advantage of the resources that are there, and just take advantage of the time. Maybe on a, like we always wait for an afternoon drizzle when we can't do things outside, just get inside and do some of these things and plan ahead.
Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'm hoping, like everyone else, that the season, if it's active, it's a lot of maybe storms and the occasional Category 1 and not the, you know, not the storms we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So let's just cross our fingers and pray that it's an active but mild season for hurricanes.
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.